This is Vasily from 94.7 Hits FM, and I am here with DJ Malik. Hi, how are you?
How you doing, big man?
I'm good. How are you?
Thanks for having me on your show.
Thanks for coming. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
So we're having you here to talk a little bit about the Youth Stars Anti-Bullying Tour. Tell us a little bit about that.
So the Anti-Bullying Tour has been going on for about 5 years, but the last 2 years we've really been turning it up, going to different schools. And it's all about, you know, being interactive and educating kids on what bullying is, what are the solutions to bullying, how to stop bullying, if you're a bully, how to get help, and also, hearing the kids' reactions to bullying.
Yeah, definitely. And what motivated you to kind of get started with this cause and put this all together?
Well, we've all been bullied at one time or another. And what happened was a school just called me out of the blue saying, hey, Malik, we want you to come and talk to our kids. Then I went, and then I saw the reaction with the kids and the staff, and I said, you know what? Let's take it to another level. You know, I'm someone who has a lot of experience in entertainment, hosting shows and talking to kids. So bringing the whole entertainment aspect together along with my educational aspect, we thought it was a great move to do and make the Anti-Bullying Tour very unique and uplifting for the kids.
Yeah, for sure. And it must have meant a lot to see the impact that you could have with that and kind of see how you can make it a little bit bigger and have a bit more of an impact on more kids.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when you have teachers coming up to you and staff coming up to you saying, you know, amazing job and the great testimonials, then you also have kids at the end who will come and explain to you their story. You know, it's just an opportunity for us to encourage them to go get help, tell someone you trust, speak to your parents, speak to your teachers, call the kids' help phone line. Don't be shy.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. A lot of times it's resources that kids just aren't aware that they have at their disposal, and it just takes someone, you know, that's taking that step to educate them and inform them and raise awareness.
Exactly.
And you mentioned your entertainment experience, and that's something that I've seen a lot looking in on the tour, that you're trying to make it very engaging for students
and not something
that's just a presentation.
Yes.
Do you feel like you see that in the students and you see them accepting that?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's all about the music. So when the kids come in, warmed up with music, then I'll speak. Then we go into music, then I'll speak. Then we go into music, then I'll speak. And if they're a great crowd, which 99.9% of the time they're an amazing crowd, we do a little dance part at the end. You know what I mean? And then again, I also reiterate, don't forget to speak to someone you trust, speak to your parents, speak to your teachers, call that 1-800 Kids Help Phone Line.
So the
whole music aspect really takes it to another level.
Yeah, for sure. And especially when kids can think about a fun moment that they're having, it'll help them remember the message that you are bringing to them, right?
Exactly. And then, you know, when I go to schools the following year, they go, hey, DJ Malik, and they start repeating the phone number to me. And it's really cool because our pledge is really insightful and you know, it's something that we want the kids to take home and speak to their parents about.
For sure, yeah. And it's awesome to know that you go back and they remember you. It means that the message really is coming across.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely hitting home. I mean, I have, you know, parents inbox me on LinkedIn, on Facebook, on Instagram, saying, you went to my kid's school, great job. They came home and spoke to me. So, you know, it's impactful when you have parents inboxing you on the social media.
100%, yeah, because once the kids talk about it with those they care about, that's when you know it really sticks, right?
Exactly. And then the kids that contact me on social media also, I also encourage them, you know, to get help. You know what I mean? Speak to someone you trust and call the kids' help phone line. Very important.
For sure, yeah. It's great that you're taking the step to be that support person or that point of contact if anyone has any questions. Because, again, like much like resources, sometimes that's just what they need is someone that can tell them that they can trust people.
Exactly. And, you know, our goal is really just to be the spark plug and just inspire those kids to speak to someone they trust, make that phone call. You know what I mean? And then also, we also tell them, you know, be a friend, not a bully. You know what I mean? Be a human being and help out others is so important.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted to take a couple minutes to talk about Devin, who is a very sweet little boy that you are dedicating this tour to.
Yeah, it's very important.
And I just wanted you to share his story because I think it's one that a lot of people need to hear.
Yeah, so Devin Bracey Selby was a young gentleman who was in high school who got killed in front of his mother at his school after school by two bullies. He's been someone that's been bullied, you know, since the second day of school, but he's someone who always stood up for his friends. He's also someone who loved the color purple. So, you know, during my show at the beginning, I always wear a purple jacket remembering him. And then also we also take a moment of silence to speak, to remember who Devin was. And then before I start my show, I also do a speech to the public on who Devin was. So, you know, very important that we remember Devin Bracy Selby.
Yeah, 100%. And it's a story that I know was very, I was very upset to read that, but also very inspiring in the sense that it can really impact people and can really show people the effects of bullying.
It's so true. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, we'll get upset, we'll complain, but we do nothing about it. And I was upset like yourself. And I said, you know, how could we do something about this? And I said, you know what, we're gonna dedicate our tour to Devin Bracy Selby. So we don't forget who he was, and also let people know that, you know, bullying is just not about hitting. It can also become something, you know, very hurtful, and someone can die from it. So it's a very important subject that we talk about. And then if you don't tackle it at a young age, what happens is that you start getting bullies in the office place. So, you know, people in your office who start bullying you, whether it's your boss, whether it's your coworker, you know, these things happen.
Yeah, exactly. And that's very true. It's behavior that can follow you through your adult life if you don't learn and have more awareness about it a lot when you're younger.
Definitely.
And I hope you know how incredible it is that you are doing this, because a lot of people are going to be upset hearing this. And a lot of people have been upset hearing Devin's story.
Yes.
But it takes people to actually do something about it. And I don't want you to underestimate the importance of that decision, because that is amazing, and it's a decision that not a lot of people make. So I really thank you and appreciate you for taking the time to raise awareness for bullying in schools, because it's really important.
Thank you, man, and I appreciate, you know, taking the time to interview me about this important subject.
100%. Just to end off on a little more of a personal and a little more fun note, I was just curious.
Yes.
After a long day, whether it's either you just visited a school or anything, what's your favorite comfort activity? What do you do to just feel at home and just relax and de-stress for a bit?
Listen to music. You're definitely listening to music. You know, I'm a big R&B fan, big pop fan, so I definitely listen to music to relax me and get in that moment of joy.
Anything in particular lately?
I like Her. Yes. I like Summer Walker. Definitely like the new Chris Brown stuff. The new Alicia Keys, Miguel. You know, there's a lot of great R&B that's out right now. Mahalia, Gallant. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So these are great R&B artists that are really taking over right now.
Yeah, 100%.
LMA.
Yeah, I feel like R&B is really like making a very strange shift when you think of its history, but a shift that's really bringing it to a whole other level.
It's so important, because at one point R&B was dead and now it's back alive, and I'm so happy and excited for R&B right now.
Yeah, exactly. Well, same here, and hopefully we'll be able to look forward to more R&B as the years come.
Oh, definitely. Looking for some more concerts to come in the city.
Exactly. Yeah, well, thank you so much for being here. It was so nice to have you.
Thank you. I just want to let people know also, if they want more information on the tour, they can go to youthstars.org and click on our anti-bullying zone, and they'll have all the information on the tour there.
100%. Yeah, that's youthstars.org if you want any more information. Thank you for joining us, and we'll catch you next time on Montreal's hottest music.
There you go.
94.7 Hits FM.